The wealthiest people have impact, influence, and share their message on a global scale. Hi, my name's Jake Davey, and this is the Influence Podcast. And it's my attempt to share the lessons that I've learned along the way to now building my own seven-figure online business with Instagram through our flagship training program, Instagalactic. I also want to share the lessons that I've learned from being part of sales and marketing teams that have generated over $19 million in sales over the past few years. My hope is that this information falls into the right hands or into the right ears of people that are driven for change and have a strong desire to make more money, share their message, and have impact and influence on a global scale. And finally, if you're a new or existing business owner or entrepreneur listening to this right now, and you want to move faster with this and actually focus on the implementation where this stuff actually gets done, then I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to connect with me and the team directly through Instagram. The name of the account is my full name, at Jake Adam Davey, and I'll respond personally. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing, who you're doing it for, and how we may be able to assist you moving forward. Thank you so much for listening to the Influence Podcast. I hope you share and enjoy.
Welcome to the Dealing with Goliath podcast. The mission of Dealing with Goliath is to sharpen the psychological edge in negotiation, ethical influencing, and high impact conversations for business leaders who want to be more effective under pressure, uncover hidden value, and build greater connection, all while increasing profitability. This is the short form espresso shot of insight podcast interview to boost business performance using our five questions in around about 15 minutes format. My guest today is Jake Adam Davey. Jake is the UK's leading Instagram marketing expert and a global educator featured in a wide range of media outlets, including CBS, NBC, and Fox. Over the past 5 years through Instagram marketing and sales, Jake has helped his clients generate over $14 million in sales and reach and influence millions of people around the world with their message, product, or service, all through his flagship training program, Instagalactic. Great name, by the way. Jake, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Al. I am delighted to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to answer some questions.
Excellent stuff. Well, yeah, as I said to you just before we hit record there, I'm genuinely quite interested in this because I don't really use Instagram much at all on a personal or business basis, but I kind of do like it. I mean, I think there's a huge amount of potential there. So I'm very interested in hearing your perspective. So let's focus down a little bit. So who's your ideal client and what's the biggest challenge that they face?
Sure. So I think for me personally and for where we work at the moment, our ideal client, we get the best results and best success with people who are in the coach, consultant, expert, speaker, author, course creator, somebody who generally would be considered as having an expertise and are looking to monetize that knowledge base, whether they have something in place already or if they're just getting started and they want to do that. That's generally the area where we have the greatest success. But I would also say that we do work with people, and this is how I started. I was working in a job full time, and we do also work with people who perhaps are looking to generate a side income around their existing business or their existing job as well.
Okay, very good. And tell us more about Instagram. Like, why do you reckon it's such a great platform for people to, in those roles that you just described, the coach, the consultant, the authors and whatnot, Why is it such a great platform for them to dive into and put their time and energy into?
Sure. So, well, Instagram is kind of tied to the idea of the influencer. And most people think of influencers being, you know, beautiful makeup, hair, accessories, you know, lying on the beach in a bikini, and that's just the men. And that's kind of the idea that people have, or the concept that people have. But the reason that that comes about is because it's a great platform for individuals to showcase their life, showcase what they're doing, kind of tell a story. And, you know, people love stories. And so Instagram can be used as a very effective tool to tell the individual story or the story of a brand. And because of the way the platform's set up and the facilities and the functionality of it, the fact that it's very heavily now video, you have stories on the platform, which are kind of hang around for 24 hours and then they disappear, direct messages, private messages, conversations and such. It just means that there's a lot of opportunity to build rapport and connect very deeply on a level with your audience and build relationships with your audience. So that's really why I love it. In terms of the stats, there's over 1 billion people that use Instagram right now, which is 1/7, you know, 1/8 of the entire planet that are on this platform. People spend an average 53 minutes a day using Instagram, which I think is absolutely crazy. And for me, with our clients, I don't want them to spend 53 minutes a day at all. I think if they do, then they're probably doing it wrong. But I do want them to leverage the fact that other people are spending that amount of time. And I think if other people are doing that, and it's only going to increase, these devices, our mobile phones are so addictive, people are only going to continue to spending time on this. So it's whether, you know, do you want to let that opportunity pass you by, or do you want to be taking advantage of the fact you can get your message, product, service, offer in front of a global audience?
Very good. And just on that, like for your students, how long do you advocate they spend on Instagram? Because I think that is a great fear, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or some of the others, that, you know, because I know the few times I go on it in a month, I'll just suddenly lose 45 minutes or something watching comedy clips and things. But so how long do you strategically require people to spend?
Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message. If you are a new or existing business owner and entrepreneur, and you're looking to scale your business to get anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000 per month on Instagram consistently, then I would love to hear from you. Send me a message on Instagram with the word grow, and I will personally follow up so we can look at how we can best support you and if it might be a good fit. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you over on Instagram. Yeah. Well, that's a good point, because most people get lost watching videos of cats falling down the stairs. And then, you know, they go on with good intentions onto social media, and then they get caught up in the addiction that is, you know, it's the number one legal addiction in society. They get caught up, they watch a load of videos, they see where their neighbors went on holiday last week, and then they realize that they haven't got anything done. And that's where they, you know, then the cycle starts. Well, I didn't get any return from Instagram, I didn't do anything, oh, it was distraction, all this type of stuff. So as a general rule, I would suggest if people are spending up to 30 minutes a day on Instagram. However, we do have a specific strategy that we share with our clients where they can get everything done that they need to do in less than 90 minutes a month, which is about 3 minutes a day. And we've had our best results with clients who are doing the majority of their activities in less than 90 minutes a month. So that's a major factor.
That's amazing. Yep. We can double down on that one, because I was going to ask, I think that right there is hugely appealing to a lot of people. So, you know, when people are maybe, because I think a lot of people maybe would have played with Instagram a little bit, particularly when it was the new hot thing a few years ago. But as you said, maybe they got burned by wasting time, or maybe they spent some money on some ads when that started to come on, and they feel a bit like, oh, that didn't really work. So what are those common mistakes people make when they're trying to get Instagram working for them?
Yeah. So the number one mistake that I see people make is trying to sell online and selling publicly. And the mantra that we have is you market publicly, but you sell privately. And nobody goes on social media to be sold to. You know, they go on, they're looking for distraction. They want entertainment. They want to get away from their boss at work or their boss at home. They want a distraction away from their children. And so they're just looking for that moment, that almost adrenaline hit, or dopamine hit, I should say. And that's what social media gives them. It gives them a laugh or a moment of distraction. And so if people are getting hit by promotions and buy this and discount here, it's going to turn them off. And that generally tends to be the biggest mistake people make. And so it's about getting people excited. It's about showing them the potential, the outcome, the possibilities that could happen with their product or service or offer, building relationships. And the other thing I think is a common mistake is stopping ultimately. You know, as you say, people dabble, they try a bit and then they stop. And so when I work with clients, the number one focus is how do we build a system and how do we build something where you don't stop? And that's not through pain and kind of suffering kind of thing, but it's how do we make this more attractive than the alternative? And we build in systems, we build in processes. We want to ensure that there's no attachment to the outcome. And that's a big focus, is that if you do the same thing again and again and again, it would be unreasonable to think you wouldn't be successful. And of course, we've posted, I'd say probably over 45,000 times on Instagram now in the past 6.5 years. We've got a good idea of what works and what doesn't. And that's, you know, we share that model with people so that they can get the best outcome.
Outstanding. So on that note, you know, what two or three things can people do to start building their brand on Instagram? So it mightn't be a massive success overnight or anything, but even just pointing them in the direction of a few strategies or a few key activities that they can adopt that'll help them point the right direction.
Yeah. So the easiest place to start is keeping in mind that we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. So the question that I ask, whether I'm working, whether I'm on a show like this or a podcast or speaking to somebody, a client, if I'm doing a one-to-one conversation, whatever it might be, the place I would always start is who right now on Instagram is already serving your ideal client, because they're already on there. There's a billion people. And if your audience isn't within a billion people, then, you know, maybe we need to rethink the business. The audience is on there. They might not be spending the time in the way you expect them to spend the time, but they are definitely on there. And so how do we go about identifying what I would regard as market leaders in your space? So if you're a fitness instructor, for example, or if you're in Pilates or meditation, or if you are a...
Let's say you're a negotiation coach, for example, Jake.
Perfect. Yeah. So that's a good example. So I would be then focused on, if you're a negotiation coach, then I would be looking at personal brands who are showing up and talking about the importance of human relationships, connection, I guess to a degree, sales, persuasion, influence, and such. And I'd be looking at the people in those spaces. And it comes down to what's the outcome that they're providing, which is, I anticipate increasing their wealth or building their business, improving their relationships, to a degree, improving their health as well. Right. So I would be looking at 5 to 8 people in that space who have an audience between 5,000 and 100,000 followers on Instagram. And the reason that we go for that size, we're not looking at the Tony Robbins of this world, because they've been doing this for 5 decades and they're known way beyond Instagram. But people in that, with that smaller audience or relatively smaller audience, 5,000 to 100,000, they have to be doing stuff right to make sure that they grow on Instagram. So by starting there, modeling those people, looking at how do they lay out their profile? What type of content do they post? How frequently do they post? What type of offers do they make to their audience? Where do they send people to off the platform? And using that as almost like a blueprint for success in that particular niche and in that particular space, that's generally the number one thing that I would suggest people do. The second is, in terms of action over progress over perfection. You know, Tony Robbins, come back to him. He says, or I associate it with him, you can't think your way into a new way of acting, but you can act your way into a new way of thinking. And so... Simply by being consistent and actually showing up and doing the thing, that will get the result. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a specific process with clients where they can do their content in under 3 minutes a day, 90 minutes a month. So if they, I would be fully confident, if they do it consistently for 30 days, they will see growth, they'll see traction, they'll see engagement, they'll see inbound conversations happening, potentially turning into leads, clients, and customers as well. Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. If you have been listening to the show for a while and you're really enjoying the information, then I would also like to assist you one step further with the implementation. Of course, results happen when we take action. And so if you know that this is a good fit for you right now and you just want to start getting results faster, we would love to hear from you. You're welcome to go across to the website jakeadamdavey.com/assist, or you can DM me directly on Instagram with the word assist. And I would love to see if myself and the team are able to assist you and your business achieving your goals and moving forward monetizing Instagram. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you. So number one, find your market leaders. Number two, and identify what they post, how often do they post, how do they lay out their profile, how do they engage their audience and convert their audience. And then number two, find a means by which you can be consistent on the platform. And I will just add one more. The way that you can do that and the way you get best leverage today in 2023, not to date the podcast, but in 2023, is vertical video. And vertical video in the form of Instagram is Instagram Reels. That translates onto TikTok. It translates onto Facebook. It translates onto YouTube Shorts. And now it translates onto Threads. So you get 5 platforms worth of content by creating one vertical video. That is all of your content, all of your reach, all of your engagement, all of your traffic sorted in, I would say, under 3 minutes a day.
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. And so if people are thinking, look, this is a great opportunity, particularly, as you said, the reach for the amount of time in sounds like an extremely interesting ROI on that one. So yeah. Would you have a free resource that you might be able to direct people to that they can maybe take some of the first steps in exploring that with you?
Yeah, sure. So the easiest place to get started, or the general place for people to get started, is with the content that they share. And so, and that's the thing that kind of, it's sink or swim. when it comes to Instagram. And so we've put together something called the perfect Instagram post. And that ultimately breaks down 9 points about what I would suggest is included to ensure that you have the perfect Instagram post. So if people are going to take the time to do this, they know that what they're sharing is totally optimized. It's going to bring about the best returns, the best results. And then naturally, if they're optimizing the thing that they do, they get better leverage on the other side, they get better returns. And so they see results, they see positivity, and they want to come back and do it again. So anybody that would like to do that, the link would be jakeadamdavy.com/perfect. jakeadamdavy.com/perfect, and they can get access to a copy of the perfect Instagram post.
Outstanding. And even people who are regularly on Instagram should probably have a look at that one and find out some of the things they maybe they've been missing, some easy tweaks to up their game. So excellent stuff. So what would be your number one insight or principle on how to negotiate, build rapport and connection, or uncover hidden value with clients, customers, or counterparts? And I know you mentioned building the rapport there, so I'm quite interested in that and in how that's different and some of the pointers maybe around that.
So there's maybe two things I would share on this, one specifically on Instagram and then one slightly broader. I interviewed somebody on my own show a few months ago, and he was a sales director. And he said, I remember it was a throwaway comment, but he said, the sales is all about the next conversation. And when I heard that, it really resonated with me. I don't know why, it really stuck with me. And I just realized that so long as I could keep on conversations ongoing with people and keep rapport going, even if they didn't buy now, now doesn't mean never. You know, it's just not now. And that's okay. And I really enjoy connecting with people. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy building relationships. I just enjoy, you know, helping people as best I can. And so the tools inside of Instagram allow you to move people into a private conversation. As we said before, don't, you know, we market publicly, but we sell privately. And so there's regularly things that we do where we're looking to move people into a private conversation. And yes, if they're a good fit, we'll offer them additional support. But if they're not, or if it's not the right time for them at the moment, that's okay. But keeping the conversation going is very, very important. And I would give one very specific kind of tip for people, just so it's tangible. The easiest way to do that and to warm up a conversation if it's gone cold on Instagram or any platform is simply to send a Happy Friday message. And we do this from our account. Every Friday, I send 20 to 30 messages that just say Happy Friday. And I include a funny GIF of whatever it might be, like a dog jumping into a lake or something like that, that just represents jumping into the weekend, having a great time. And if you haven't spoken to somebody for a few days or a few weeks, if a kind of conversation has gone cold, there's nothing easier to start that conversation again than just say, hey, happy Friday, have a great weekend. And what we found again and again, believe it or not, is if we've been in mid-conversation with somebody coming in to engage with us and potentially become a client, if they've gone cold, that is a really good way to bring them round. And they actually say to us, oh, I totally forgot I was supposed to get back to you on this thing.
Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. If you are listening along and enjoying the show, then chances are somebody that you know is also going to take a lot of value from this as well. If you think back to where you first heard about us, whether that was through a training or a referral or a recommendation from somebody else, then chances are if you can share this with just one other person as well, they will take a huge amount of value from this. It's a really great way for us to spread through word of mouth. And as you know, we don't promote other people's products or services on this show either. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it if you share with just one person. It may well change the world for them.
So it's a really nice, easy, soft way to engage people. There's no big ask. You're just saying happy Friday, have a great weekend. Everybody loves Friday. And that works really, really well.
It's a very interesting tip. Yeah. So as you said, because it's super pleasant, it's not asking anything of them. And it just is a very friendly little wave to re-engage that conversation. And I love that point that, as you said, it is an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
That's how the rapport starts. Fascinating stuff. Absolutely brilliant stuff. So where can people actually get in touch with you, Jake?
Well, I'm not on Instagram. No, I'm joking. Instagram would be a good place. So it's Instagram. It's my full name. So it's Jake Adam Davey, D-A-V-E-Y. If people type that into Instagram, then they will find me. They're welcome to hit follow, send me a message, especially if they've found me on here. That would be amazing. I'd love to connect. And that's probably the number one place I would say is on Instagram. And then, of course, they're welcome to go and get the perfect Instagram post that we shared earlier as well.
Excellent. And all those details will be on the podcast notes and indeed under the video on YouTube. Outstanding stuff, Jake. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Hi, friends. Jake here again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can find links to anything that we've discussed, books, trainings, other podcasts, anything currently that we're enjoying, you will find those in the show notes, or you'll find it somewhere in and around all the information that you usually find in a podcast. And a reminder that if you'd like to know more about what I do, if you want more of tools, resources, any recommendations, readings, free training, products and such, then you can find all of that on the website, jakeadamdavy.com. Equally, if you want to come over and say hello, Instagram is always the best place and the account is at @jakeadamdavy. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Of course, the more stars, the better. And equally, sharing is caring. So if you've heard something or listened to something that you've enjoyed yourself and you think will be beneficial or useful to other people, please do pass that on. It will be very much appreciated. And as you know, when you get a recommendation from somebody that you trust, there really is nothing better. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay on mission, do something extraordinary for others, keep inspiring, and keep growing your circle of influence. Goodbye.